Were you worried about the so-called rookie wall? Was there any point where you sort of felt anything kind of like that?
No, I'm really a competitor. So I really wasn't even thinking about me being tired, because I know anytime like it's a game on the line, or just we have a game coming up in that week, that I'm gonna be ready to play.
Is there any moment this year when that was in doubt? I mean, did you take a big hit, or did you, anything grab at you during the week where
only I feel like the biggest hits I took were in the Atlanta game, and I feel like those were just welcome to the NFL hits. So I really got adjusted to the speed and how fast they were gonna come at me, and the overall impact of the hit, so I feel like I'm pretty adjusted to it now.
Did you ever doubt your ability to play a full 16-game season?
No, I really, before I got in the NFL, I really never looked at the schedule, and knew it was this long. I just got in it and just felt like, oh, we got another game left? And then we got, we got like three more games left. Okay, all right, bet. So then I just, go with it, take it one day at a time, and then as of the 1 week at a time, one game at a time.
After a full season, what do you like most about the NFL? What do you like least?
The most thing I like is I feel like it's the gifts that your teammates get you. Danny Trevathan gave us some Apple Watches earlier in the season. That's the best thing about the NFL so far. Something I don't like, I guess it could be like the famous aspect. I can't, going out to Walmart or something, you always got to take pictures, you got to sign something. I wish it was like an area I can turn it off. I can just be invisible. I can just go to Walmart to get me, some paper towels and not be in there for 30 minutes.
You'd like some anonymity.
Say it again?
You'd like some anonymity at some time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cause I see myself as a regular person. I know. I just want everybody else to look at me the same way.
I feel like as a rookie, if a fan recognizes you without your jersey and helmet on, they have to be like a super fan and know what your face looks like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's mainly my height, though. I feel like that plays along with it, though. So they see me and they know it's me automatically. Like, I was in the mall yesterday. I was in Woodfield Mall. And people were just, taking, double laughing, double taking, just looking at me, just automatically spotting me easily.
So it's the same problem the linemen have, but in reverse.
Yeah.
Linemen are so big, they must be a football player.
Yeah, definitely. They see a little grown man. There's only one little grown man in Chicago right now.
What's the strangest encounter you've had at a Walmart?
Not really any strange encounters,
People coming?
Yeah, just taking pictures in the frozen food section, holding sausages and stuff, just looking at the camera.
What are they telling you about how excited they are about you and the future of this team?
It's always good things in person, other than, Twitter. Twitter is the total opposite. But, yeah, in person, nobody wants smoke, so they're gonna be your biggest fan in person. But it's always nice, to brighten someone's day.
You just clearly aren't afraid to go over the middle and catch a ball like you did over the weekend. And you kind of flexed your muscles. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you decide to flex your muscles? Is that kind of to show people that you're not afraid to do that?
Basically, it was two things. One of them was to tell myself I'm still good, because, I knew that I was going to get hit across the middle. Mm-hmm. And I was just bracing for it. So then when I got up, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So I must be the strongest guy on the field, and get hit by two people and still, survive it.
I feel like you haven't taken too many big hits, though, this season. Maybe it has to do with your size, but do you feel like you have a knack for avoiding them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I really did in college, all throughout college. It was me not getting hit. So NFL, I had to adjust. Like I said, Atlanta really, gave me a couple good licks. So I knew after that if I can't go into every game and get hit like that, I wouldn't hold up. So really worked on that, turning my body so defenders can't get a square hit on me.
Despite the disappointment in your record, with you and Mitch being rookies and wrapping up your first season, how do you feel about what direction this team is headed?
I feel very motivated, just a couple more pieces, and just us working in the off season and getting more seasoned, becoming vets, Jordan becoming a vet, I feel like we're on the right track.